Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And quite frankly, we are recording this on which important holiday, non-holiday in the U.S.?
World? Sydney's birthday.
Yes, our beautiful pup. We realized it was 420, but forgot it was our dog's birthday.
Wow, we are like the worst dog parents in the world. Like, I was writing it down, like, it's 420. And I realized it was an important date, and it just, like, hit me instantly. I was like, oh, it's Sydney's birthday, and we forgot. And yeah, Adam was, like, standing right next to me, and I told him. He was like,
ugh. Well, I thought you were, like, making a big deal because I was moving the cord out from under Burke, our cat.
Yeah.
And no. I know he's your favorite, and I thought you were doing the don't you fucking disturb my son kind of fit look.
But anyways, guys, happy Sydney's birthday. Happy 420 for those of you who can imbibe in the wonderfulness of legal marijuana. Our state does not allow it yet, hopefully.
I don't know that you soon. Can say, like, enjoy, because you don't really partake and enjoy that much.
I mean, like, yeah, I really can. But, like, if I do, I usually travel to the state that is legal and I partake in edibles.
Edible arrangements.
All right, guys. So we have some good.
It's some interesting experiences to share. Yes,
but before we share those, we want to give a shout out to our socials. Okay, Adam, you go first.
Do you remember what they are? Because I don't. I'm kidding. They're at TNR Podcast for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our website is thenakedrelationship.com. You can email us on there. And yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I run the Instagram. Message me. Talk to me.
Did you see her sexy legs that she shared the other day?
Guys, those legs, though.
Like, I don't think she really understands, like, how fucking holy shit her legs are.
Thick thighs save lives.
Yes, thick thighs do save lives. They saved mine.
So, we kind of left you on a little bit of a cliffhanger.
About two episodes ago.
We met this awesome, amazing couple.
I feel like we should start with a disclaimer about how, like, you really shouldn't be doing this, but we're hypocrites.
Okay, yeah. Disclaimer. We are currently under stay-at-home orders.
And we are currently hypocrites.
And we are hypocrites. I actually cannot leave the state because they won't let me work at the hospital. So there's that piece of info. And we do not recommend this at all, but we are, like, really, really horny and, like, this is very rare for us where we find a couple where everyone likes each other, okay? So, please forgive us. We know we're huge hypocrites, but we invited this couple over to have sex with us, okay? That is the disclaimer.
We know it went really, really well.
All right, guys. So, let me just kind of tell you a little bit about this couple. The first thing that we liked is that they were super attractive. They actually reached out to us first, and they were very, like, sweet and formal in their first message. Yeah,
like, you showed me their profile. I'm like, they're way too hot to be messaging us.
I know, right? they really were. Like, the guy and the girl are, like, super attractive. They are both 28, which is, like, super young in the swinging community. And very close to our age, which we loved. I showed a picture of them to Adam, like he said. And he's like, whoa, they're kind of, like, above our, like, way too attractive, like he said, to be talking to us.
And then, like, when you see them in person, you're like, please, please. Please go to our playroom with us.
Yes, so their pictures definitely matched their real faces, which is always a great thing. And
is it, though? Because sometimes, I'm kidding.
Stop. So a little bit about them. They are in their late 20s, like I said, and they've been married for almost 10 years, and they have a little girl.
Although they don't have gray hair yet from the stress of the relationship or the baby.
Yes. They also have a cat, which I loved. They live about an hour away from us, which is a little far, but they are willing to make the trek down to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully here soon we can visit them as well once these orders are lifted. And when we had our virtual Skype date, or what was it, Zoom date? I don't remember what it was.
It was all of the above.
I don't remember what platform we used, but we had great chemistry. We laughed. We joked. They liked Adam and his very, what is it, your personality. can rub people the wrong way sometimes.
I feel like you've brought that up on now three different podcasts.
Well, I'm just letting you guys know, Adam's personality is very hard to take if you don't know him that well.
It's almost like anal with no lube.
But they loved him, which is a reason I love him.
If you didn't catch that, she was kissing my tuchus. Metaphorically, not literally.
So during this virtual date, all the chemistry was going. We all liked each other. We were having fun. We were laughing. So we also were in a group chat on Kick, and everyone was talking to each other. We were all conversing and, like, putting input, showing pictures.
We already went over all of this.
I know. I'm just, like, giving you a little background on what was going on that led to this date. So we obviously are super horny all the time, and we invited them to come and explore our mutual sexual attraction. So they agreed, which is a very important part. They agreed. I'm sure they were tired of being in the house during this quarantine as well.
Because they both had, like, unfortunate circumstances that kept them at the house.
Yeah. And they were more than willing to come and visit us and explore sexual attraction with each other. So, me, planner person, I thought ahead and I kind of laid the plan on how the night was going to go. So I booked a hotel with two queen size beds because I wanted to have enough room for activities. And I kind of took a page from the Priory Society's, what is it? Plan. They usually book
a nice hotel and then trick it out.
Yeah, a nice hotel and trick it out. So I love that idea. And I also asked them if they wanted to have dinner and drinks beforehand and, like, maybe play another, like, social game because we like playing games and, like, getting to know each other a little bit better. And they were more than willing to. And they were able to grab a sitter to watch their young daughter. So we were all set and ready to go. But
the hotel done said, fuck you, you live too close.
Yeah, 24 hours before our scheduled play date and everything with this couple, I get an email sent to me saying that because of Corona and the fact that we live so close to the hotel, like, it was literally, like, 2 miles from our house. They were like, we have to cancel your booking. You live too close. And they canceled it. And I was, like, crushed because I had all these plans on how I was, like, going to bring a little drinks, like, bring a little light to maybe affect the lighting a little bit. We were going to get all cozy and comfortable. We would have plenty of room for activities.
Stepbrothers.
But that kind of threw a wrench in our plan. And we do have a designated playroom, but it's more...
It's only a full-size bed.
Yeah.
And it's only one of them.
It's only one small full-size bed, and it's more for, like, playing alone, almost. So...
And for when our family comes over.
Yeah, when our family comes over and stays in that room. They don't know what goes on in there, guys. And we were still kind of upset that the fact that the hotel just fucking canceled our booking. But we let them know, we notified them of what was going on, and if they still wanted to come over, they were more than welcome to, but we would have a smaller space to play in. And they were really okay with that, honestly. Like, yeah. There was no quarrels or anything.
No, there was a quarrel.
What was the quarrel?
I'm being funny.
Oh, okay. So, we invited them over. They get here. Adam's like a peeping fucking Tom out on the balcony trying to, like, spy on them and see.
Well, I was going to, like, wave to them, but those fuckers never looked up.
Yeah, who would want to look up, okay? Like, you don't think
I don't know. It was like Sydney was out on the balcony and I wanted to see Sydney. And then I was like, oh, well, they should be here. And so then I was, like, looking out and about and they're like, oh, they
that's
is it. Here.
Yeah, that's them. So Adam was staring at them like a fucking creeper. And
they call me Thomas now. It's great.
We actually live on the third floor of our apartments, and it's a nice heavy trek up those stairs, and we do not have an elevator. So they get here, they knock on our door, we open it. I made Adam wear jeans, okay?
Fucking hate jeans.
We dressed up, we showered beforehand, we made sure we looked, like, attractive, hopefully.
Essentially, we done got ready.
We got ready. So they get here, We open the door. Sydney's super excited. We let them in. We introduce ourselves.
It was like a long conversation followed by what the hell are we going to eat? And yeah. That was why the conversation was long, was because nobody fucking knew.
Yeah, we were starving and we wanted to have some dinner. And we kind of gave him a couple options. We all decided on pizza from this great place that we know.
So he and I went to go get the pizza. And, like, this whole time we're, like, just chatting it up, kind of, like, getting a feel for each other. While at the same time, like, trying to get to know each other, trying to get more comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, again, I think we knew that they were kind of new at this point.
Yeah.
And I think it was more like, you know, well, this guy might be fucking my, well, in his case, wife, you know, maybe I should check him out, fill him out.
Yeah.
Make sure that I'm comfortable with that. But not only that, but, like, eventually, like, he's going to have to be comfortable with you.
Yeah.
As well. So it was a really cool car ride. I mean, I think we all get along really good. So it wasn't any dull moments in the car, like, oh my God, awkward silence, whatever. There was none of that.
Yeah.
At all. Like, both, the entire, like, night.
Super conversational, very sweet and complimentary.
And don't forget this really important adjective. What? Starts with an F.
What?
Funny.
Oh, yeah, they were funny. Yes. And they actually, like, loved Adam's jokes. All his fucking dad jokes that he says, like, all the time.
I have a dad bod. I have to have the sense of humor to match.
But yeah, so we grabbed some dinner, got some pizza, we played some games. We actually played this game that we never played before called Taboo.
I fucking hated it.
We had teams.
Super fucking stressful.
It was stressful for Adam because he likes to win everything.
You're goddamn right I do.
I was on the team with the guy and Adam was on the team with the girl and we were playing against each other and Adam was very stressed.
Well, you fuckers won the first, like, you and him won the first game.
Yeah.
And then me and her, we won the second game.
Yeah.
But by then I was done. Like, I couldn't go. I couldn't keep going.
We definitely recommend this game, guys. I think we're actually going to purchase it. It's really fun.
No.
Yes, I'm going to purchase it. Yes.
Have fun playing it yourself. Can I watch and put it on many vids?
No. Okay. But yeah, we had a great time. We then, like, played Cards Against Humanity.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we actually moved on to strip poker, which I thought was a great game, like, to play before, you know.
Because you didn't lose, but you didn't win.
Yeah, we played strip poker right before we started the play. While this is all going on, we're imbibing some, like, light drinks. I don't think they drank anything. They wanted to be sober.
Yeah, because they were going
to
go home that night.
Yeah, and they actually were going to go home as well, so they wanted to be sober for that.
Good call on their part.
Yes. So we started playing some games. Strip poker was on the menu. Adam fucking lost.
Yeah, I was the first one naked.
He was and the, like, first one naked.
There was, like,
it was
two
crazy
hands, like, really big hands were like, no, I should fold. I should have listened to my fucking gut. But I didn't, so I was the first one naked.
Which he loves being naked.
I do, you're not wrong.
I don't know why he was complaining.
Yeah.
And eventually I got naked and so did the husband, and the wife was the one who said she'd never played before in her life
and was fully dressed.
Yeah, she was fully
clothed.
Oh wait,
no, she took off her socks, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
Her socks, her shoes came off and that was it. She fucking won that shit. So after, like, we were all naked, we decided, hey, we're naked, let's step into the playroom.
Yeah, and we started off, I think he suggested, like, starting with your own partner.
Yeah.
Which I feel like was a good, you know,
a
open.
Good, yeah,
but
choice.
He was very nervous. And that's more than understandable.
I was nervous too. Like, I feel like we all were nervous. Like, if this is a new,
like, if our
couple
first, like, play opportunity was a couple, then yeah, I would have been like, or if one of our first encounters was a couple, I would have been, like, really nervous, you know? So I feel like his nervousness was very understandable.
Yeah. So, I was nervous. I'm sure you were nervous. The fact that we are in the same room, like, basically fucking with another person, like, not the person, another couple watching. Yeah, it's very, like, nerve-wracking. And thank God Adam was there with me to enjoy the whole thing.
I wasn't there with you. I was behind you.
You were behind me?
Pounding that hootie tang.
So Adam and I started making out and everything, and then we started, what, I was on top of you, riding you a little bit?
Yeah, I don't remember.
How do you not remember?
I don't remember that part. I remember, nice, like, some parts after, but, like, no, you started making out, and I think I got you into doggy and started, like, going to town for about 10 seconds before my penis decided to make thicken your warm.
Stop! Oh my god, guys.
That's a Big Mouth reference.
Yeah, but then Adam suggested that I help blow the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I helped.
And let me just explain something to you guys. One of the hottest moments of the night was when, like, right after Kelly started to help blow him, she comes, like, the wife comes over and sits on my face. So she's sitting on my face, and I can hear Kelly blowing him. Not, like, just his moaning, but, like, the sound that comes with a really goddamn good blowjob. And this whole time, I've got a huge boner while she's riding my face and listening to you pleasure this man.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it was, like, all I could do to, like, not come from that.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact that when you're, like, doing your own thing with a different partner, that fact that you can hear your own partner being pleasured and, like, the moans and, like, the sounds that come with sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is such a turn-on. It's almost like being in your own porn movie
mm-hmm.
in real life, yeah. Which is awesome because I love the auditory sounds of the act that come with, you know, having sex. Mm-hmm. It just sounds hot as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And I'm also very good at blowjobs, so I make a lot of noise, because the sloppier, the better.
Imagine you like the best blowjob you've ever had, multiply the pleasure by about 100, and you still won't be in the same ballpark.
But yeah, so I was going down on the husband, Adam had the wife on his face, and I feel like it was all just a blur after that. We were just having so much fun
mm-hmm.
being in the moment. Training yeah. partners in the same room.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of all over the bed multiple times.
Yeah, we were all over the bed, all the floor. Like, yeah. We had a little bit of light because we need to get a lamp for the playroom, actually.
Well, I wanted to get one yesterday, and you're like, no.
Because I just wasn't feeling like it. But, like, we had the closet door opened a little bit, cracked, so we could have a little bit of light. We had, the main light turned off. We had the fan turned off as well, which was,
a mistake.
Like, by the end of it, we were all, like, super sweaty and sticky, and we finally had the brilliant idea to turn on the fan, which was, like...
part of the reason we were super sticky was because someone squirted several times.
Oh my god. So the finisher, guys, we have to tell you about the finisher of the night.
So like Kelly was you were blowing him on the bed or something like that, and I wanted her to kind of like go down on you while you're blowing him, but it was like the right angle so it would have been easy. And so like I start fucking her from behind while she's like going down on you.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong here. And then he kind of like bows out a little bit
mm-hmm.
and then eventually like, you kind of like 69 her while I'm fucking her
mm-hmm.
and then he starts fucking you.
Yeah.
And then she's going down on you while he's fucking you while you're going down on her while I'm fucking her.
Yeah. And I'm over here like eating her out. Adam is pounding her from behind and I get to like... lightly lick Adam's balls while he's doing this, which is fucking awesome. And I had the best view. I could see Adam's dick going in and out of her pussy as I'm trying to like lick her clit, lick Adam's balls, and then I feel her like going down on me, licking my clit, and then I feel the husband start fucking me and like bending my legs straight up in the air. And, like, the overload of sensation from, like, all this, like, all the auditory, the visual, the sensations of all this awesome hot sex around me caused me to fucking squirt all over her face and his dick. And I forgot to tell them that I'm a squirter. And they were just, like, blown away. The husband was, like, so fucking turned on at the fact that I squirted all over his dick. And honestly, like, I ruined the bed, but it was the best finisher of the entire night. It was awesome, guys.
So, yeah, it was a really fucking hot night.
It was honestly, like, 5 hours of, like, fucking.
Yeah, and then we, like, randomly decided to go get cookout food.
Yeah, to replenish ourselves, because we were drained.
Yeah, and then they left and totally forgot to speak to us again.
No, guys, we had a really great time. We did have to, like, risk the health and safety of it, each other's mm-hmm. health. But honestly,
I think we made, like, really great friends.
Yeah. We honestly, like, enjoyed their company so much. We loved...
Like, we enjoyed the friendship, I think, just as much as we enjoyed the coitus.
Yeah. Friendship and sex. Greatness. Like, mm-hmm. we had a blast, and we definitely wanted to invite them over again. By the end of the night, Adam and I were exhausted. Mm-hmm. We wished them well. Because they were, like, we invited them to stay because it was, like...
They left at, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, they left at 3 in the morning. We invited them to stay in our extra bedroom, which was our playroom. But they were like, no, we got to get home to our daughter and everything. They made it home safe. Thank God. Adam and I fell asleep exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we literally woke up the next morning sore as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, our entire bodies felt like they were run over by a train.
Yeah.
And apparently they did too. But we had such a good time, guys. This is, like, the couple... That you want for your experience.
The sexual chemistry is there.
The friendship is there.
But I don't feel a friend zone coming on from either side.
Yeah. The husband and the wife are super sweet. And I hope they like us enough for us to be
together for forever. No.
I know, right? Together forever. No, for us to be, like, I don't know how I'm trying to say this. For us to be, like, their go-to couple, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what you would call that.
I guess
just, like, your preferred fuck couple.
Yeah, your fuck buddy couple. I don't know.
Like, your friends with benefits.
Yeah, yes. Friends, couple friends with benefits.
The preferred premier platinum partner of the naked relationship. No, I'm kidding.
Guys, yes. So we are super excited that we found this couple and that they reached out to us. And hopefully we get to play some more in the future.
Yeah. That would be preferred.
Yes.
Preferred.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it for this episode. For next week's episode, tune in every Friday.
Yeah, we're going to be more consistent, guys. We're going to be posting.
You say that like we haven't been consistent for the last 2 months, but woman, we have been.
I know, but I'm just saying that we're going to be more consistent in the future so that they know. Episodes come out every Friday at 6 in the morning, so take a listen.
Take a listen, take a leak while you're listening. But again, here's our socials, and that's at TNR Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Kelly runs Instagram. I run the T-Witter. And our website is thenakedrelationship.com.
Yeah, guys, chat with us. Ask us questions. Tell us you like us. Tell us you like my voice, because I hear that a lot.
And I like hearing it. Because she is insecure about her voice. But hit us up. Drop some comments in our socials. Drop some comments in some emails. But until next week, or until we get your email or comment, adios.
Bye.